This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're here to proclaim the Word of God. I tell you, most people have no idea about the Word of God. Most Catholics have no idea about the Word of God. But this broadcast is all about the Word of God, in season and out season. I'm reading from John's Gospel, the 7th chapter, the 37th verse. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." I tell you, we need those rivers today. Anyone who believes in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And I'm going to tell you, the rivers flow when you feel it and when you don't. The rivers flow and they touch people. Are you touching people today? It's all about touching people with the gospel. That's what it's all about. It's not about this or not about that. It's all about getting people to come to the Lord Jesus. You know why? Because ultimately it's heaven or hell. Ultimately it's heaven or hell. And I'll tell you, I don't want to see anyone go to hell. Anyone. That's why I want to preach the gospel. People have no idea. People have no idea they can sit in church all their lives as Catholic, Protestant, ecumenical, whatever, and never hear the gospel in their heart. They heard it in their ears, but it never registered in their heart. It was like that with me. As a child, I went to church every day during Lent. I loved Jesus, but I didn't hear the gospel until I was 21. Imagine, I did all these things and I loved doing them. I received Jesus as Eucharist. I read the Word of God, but at 21, I heard the Word of God in such a way. And the way was, do you give it either all or nothing at all? Give it all or nothing at all. And you know what? I chose to give it all. I chose to give it all. I do it totally imperfectly, but Jesus, you can have my life. Anthony did the same thing. You can have it all. All or nothing at all. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who have said, well, 50% for Jesus and 50% for me. Oh, no. You gain nothing from that. You gain nothing from that. All or nothing at all. That's why the Holy Spirit has been given to us. That we give it all to Jesus. Everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's why we have confession. Thanks be to God for the sacrament of penance, where people come under the blood to receive forgiveness. Under the blood. That's what one of the saints said, Catherine of Siena, when she went to confession, "I'm going under the blood of Jesus." You know what? Not many people that are Catholic preach the blood. How sad. We have the blood on the altar as Eucharist, and we don't preach the power of the blood. Oh, people think that's old-fashioned. Oh, no, that's not old-fashioned. That's for today. That's for today now, to preach the power of the blood of Jesus. I love that song. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. How many of us who have the ability to preach the gospel talk about the blood? Not many. Not many. The blood saves us. I've been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. You too, if you give your life to Jesus. You've been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. That's real. It's not, ugh. No, no, it's wonderful. Because what does the scripture say about the blood? The life is in the blood. Do you know that as Jesus bled for you, he also poured out his Holy Spirit? He's got wonders for you. You might have reached the end of your rope. You know who has the other part? Jesus. You've reached the end, but Jesus says, I've got the beginning. Just do it all for me. Tell me I surrender. That's all you need to say. I surrender. I can't do it on my own anymore. I surrender. Not many people preach about surrender. You know, we don't want to come on too strong. Well, I tell you, the devil comes on very strong, especially on our kids. And if Satan comes on strong, we're going to come on strong.
That's right. The problems of your life are there so that you surrender and trust in God. If you've already surrendered to God, there's going to be more problems and more hardships in your life that takes you to the end of yourself that you cannot solve on your own power. And you just say, God, I cannot do it. Take control. Jesus, I trust in you. Take care of everything. Today, me and Father, we started a new novena, surrender to the Holy Spirit. And how does the prayer end? Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Take care.
Take care of everything. Not only some things, everything.
We've prayed for a greater anointing to come upon our life. But I said, oh, no, Father. If we're praying for a greater anointing, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, greater troubles.
Here comes a crushing. Here comes a crushing. The anointing only comes out of the olives. The oil comes out of the olives when it is crushed. But we said, fiat, Lord, we'll take it. We'll take whatever you want to give to us because we want the kingdom. We want the power. We want the glory, not for ourselves, for you. So that when we preach, not only God's word, but God's power can be released and you can be healed. You can experience God's love, that Jesus can make himself known, that he is real and the kingdom of God is here and now. The kingdom of God is here and it's now. If you want to come to Benny Hinn, the next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come on over. The kingdom of God will be there. You can go to miraclecenterboston.org, miraclecenterboston.org, or you can call the number 978-200-5098. And if you tell them Father Tom, you'll get a discount. In the last advertisement, we got School of the Holy Spirit, July 20th to 26th. Come and just be there with me and Father. And you can go to daysofglory.org. It's at Anna Maria College. And you know, we only have till June 20th. For the signups. June 20th it ends because we need to give the college the amount of people and the amount of dorms we need. So daysofglory.com.
Daysofglory.com.
No, .org.
.org. You know what? When you do something for Jesus that's extra, things happen. Things happen. We're having a healing service. That's extra.
What's tonight?
Tonight, we have our great prayer meeting after the Holy Mass, and then we pray for miracles.
Who's invited?
Everybody's invited.
Even if they're not Catholic?
Even if they're not Catholic. Everyone's invited. You want to know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. Jesus will get there hours before we arrive, making things ready in the church, bringing angels to open up heaven, so that the word of God would be preached, believed, and surrendered to. It's so wonderful. You know what? I remember at Peabody, I got an inspiration once. And the inspiration was, I'm going to rent a tent. I had no idea how I was going to get it. But I said, I'm going to rent it. I did it. I rented a tent. And we put it in the backyard. And hundreds of people could fit under that tent. I tell you, that day, God did something. You want to know why? Because we did something in faith. I had no idea who was going to come. But we did something in faith, and God sent the people, and people were blessed. People were healed. I remember what I even said that day. The little children, and there were many, are going to pray with me over you, and healing is going to take place. And there were lots of little children. And they helped me to pray over the people. Unless your faith is like a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. A little child who trusts in God. Are you trusting in God today? I know sometimes it's very difficult. I know that. Sometimes it's very, very difficult. But trust always yields a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, what the church needs today is not another program like Father Tom's. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit causes us to proclaim Jesus, the Master, the Savior, the Lord. No Spirit, no Jesus. That's real. And many people say, well, I'm a conservative Catholic. Oh, I'm very conservative. I'm conservative in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see God do things that I don't know how to do. I want to see God open doors that I don't know how to open. How do you do that? I surrender. I can't do anything on my own, Lord. Just lead me, and when I go the wrong way, trip me. And you know what he does? He does. I want to be all his, because only in him is the eternal life and life now from the gospel.
And it's today. It's today that the Lord wants to give you something very special. Every day, the Lord is moving you closer and closer to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. If we're having a day of consolation, we praise God. If we're having a day of desolation or hardship, you know what God's doing? He's expanding your soul to be able to receive more of his glory. But we need to have the wisdom and the grace to say fiat. See, if something happens to you that you don't like, you got a flat tire, this person's mad for me, an unexpected bill, you just say, fiat, Lord, I give it to you. Fiat, Lord, I give it to you. And when we say the word fiat, let it be done to me according to your word, we begin to detach ourselves from our emotions, our human will, our desires, us being upset because it's not happening the way I want it to happen. Everything that happens to us, and even if it's bad, it's an opportunity for us to say, fiat, Lord, I trust in you. The Lord Jesus said, Anthony, you will make history in my kingdom when you stop saying, I want, I want, I want, and start saying, I trust, I trust, I trust. You see, you are not a victim. You are a victor. The moment the devil can put you in a state of victimhood is the moment that you have lost all your power, lost all your authority, that the enemy owns you. But as soon as you know that I am a victor, I got a flat tire, fiat. The Lord wants me to preach to the AAA man who's coming. You know, whatever happens, fiat, you just continue to move with the Spirit, knowing that God is going to work everything out. That in the spiritual realm, there is no right or wrong decisions. There is only decisions of faith. That God is about motion in life. Where there is motion, there is life. Where there is stagnancy, there is death. The devil wants to catch you stuck. But as long as you are moving, you are moving with the Lord. Father Tom said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Not only rivers of living waters, but geysers and waterfalls. And brosa bacante besinto boromase. That the Holy Spirit is bubbling up outside of you. That you cannot help but do anything but to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. That there are, we assess this is good or this is bad. That's not what the Lord did. See, when Eve bit the apple, we fell into this thing of it is good or it's bad. Where the Lord wants to return us back to the Garden of Eden, where it's not good or bad, it's just moment by moment things are coming to us from the Lord. And we're not putting our own, what we think is good or bad. We're just thanking the Lord as things come, and we're trusting the Lord, and we're receiving a moment by moment. We're saying fiat, and then we're allowing the Lord to move us how he wants to move us in the next second.
It's all about Jesus has my life. Not my hour at church, has my life. Does he have your life today? Are you struggling because 50-50, 50 for him and 50 for you? That will lead you into confusion. Jesus wants it all. He wants it all. And only you can give it all to him. Only I can give it all to him. Nothing happens when he doesn't have it all. But when I give it all to him, doors begin to open up. Even now, Anthony's going to open up that door. I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and sup with them. I tell you, God wants to do something wonderful in your life, something powerful in your life. But you need to be able to say, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. His will is the best for you. I want the will of God. How do you think I got on radio? Because the will of God brought me here. How did I know that? When the word of God says, preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Oh, I had money that I had got from preaching the word of God. And whenever I get money from preaching the word of God, I don't keep it. I give it to God. It's his money. And you know what? I gave money to God, and we had enough money for 3 months to be on radio. And I said, you know what? 3 months is better than nothing. I can preach for those 3 months. That was 41 years ago. Yep. 3 months led to 41 years.
And the Spirit of God is progressive. As Christians, we should be holier than we were today than we were yesterday. Every day, the Lord needs to move you deeper and deeper into the kingdom. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of power wants to be upon you today. That the Lord wants to fill you with an outpouring of his Spirit. Jesus only needs one person to come into agreement with him to change the world. Will you be that one person? When I received the Holy Spirit, there was 100,000 people in Salem doing witchcraft, going to the satanic temple, doing all of the junk. And the Lord said, ask Father for a speaker. And this one speaker was louder than all the noise in Salem. And I went out and I preached the gospel in power. I went out and I had assigned free prophetic readings, and I cut off the psychics. That now when you walk into Salem, you're hearing the praises of Jesus from a mile away. And you know, the Lord didn't allow the cops to stop me. One person can change the whole atmosphere. They said all these pastors are having meetings about what to do about Salem. How did you? I said, let them have their meetings. I'm going in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
We don't need meetings. We need people who are sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who will let the Holy Spirit blow upon them.
Amen.
Who will let the Holy Spirit inspire them. That the only note we're going to give is to the devil, but never to the Lord Jesus Christ. That we're not afraid of the devil. We're afraid of offending God. We have a fear of God. That we're only on this earth for a very short time, but for a very big reason. The devil is terrified of someone who is walking in freedom, who is not afraid of man, who is not afraid of Satan, who is not afraid to die, because I have already died in Jesus Christ. I have already died the moment I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And now the life I live is not a life of my own, but it's Christ Jesus living through me. You know, when you know where you're going, death is not a scary thing. The Hebrew says death has lost its sting. Death is not scary. Death is upgrade, because I'm going to the Lord Jesus Christ. But guess what? I'm not waiting till I die to receive heaven, because the moment I was born again, I was reunified with the Trinity. And I lived the divine life of Jesus Christ on earth as it is in heaven. That the Holy Spirit's love is breathing in my breath. That the wisdom of Christ is flowing in my blood. That the power of the Father is beating in my heart. That the whole Trinity dwells within me, because I, Father Tom, you, we were created to be nothing but the tabernacle of God, a conduit of the Holy Spirit. Today we were in the chapel. I looked at Father and I said, Father, you are the man of fire. Father is a man of fire, because wherever he goes, everyone starts burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, at St. John the Baptist, there's going to be a fire drill when the Holy Spirit releases his kingdom. But no one's going to be allowed to leave.
That's right. We need fire. We need the fire of Pentecost. It tells us in Acts 2, there was fire over their heads. And I tell you, it's not only over their heads, it was in their hearts. I pray that people that are listening to me, maybe a priest, maybe a deacon, many, many lay people, pray for the fire.
Yeah.
Yes, pray for the fire.
Can you teach it? Can you teach the fire? Is the fire taught?
No, the fire is caught, not taught. You've got to be where the fire is. I tell you, that's why I would go places, because the fire were at those places. They might not have been Catholic, but there was fire. And I needed that fire. I received confirmation. I needed the Holy Spirit to be released in me. I found people who proclaimed the resurrected Christ and who proclaimed salvation through the blood of the Lamb. I went and sat under their ministry. And not only did I sit under their ministry, I received the gift of God.
And when you meet Father, every day is like the 4th of July. God wants your life to be explosive. You will receive power, dynamite power. You should be explosive to everyone you come across. That when they experience you, there should be fireworks going off in their spirit. Because the kingdom of God is here. It is now. And Jesus wants to give you any gift you're ready to receive. Jesus wants to put his power, his love, his grace, his glory in the spiritual realm. There is no space or time. You are sitting in this radio room next to Father Tom, and Father Tom is going to release the same power that God gave to him. But do you have the humility and the faith to be able to receive it?
So, Heavenly Father, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I pray with Anthony today that the power of God would come upon the people that are listening, that the Holy Spirit that they received at baptism and confirmation would be released in their lives so that they could go out as witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ, not witnesses of themselves, not even witnesses of the church, but witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will lead them to the Eucharist, who will lead them to the Word of God. I am a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ by the grace of the living God. It began in 1968 in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I received that power from on high, that resurrection power. Amen. Thank you, God.
Life, life, life. And on June 11th, 2025, the power is increasing. God wants to promote you in the spirit. Jesus didn't come to make bad people good, dead people alive. And the same Holy Spirit that was flowing through Jesus 2,000 years ago, it is flowing through your being. Right now, we command every sickness to go, because Jesus gave us a command to live on earth as it is in heaven. So if it's not happening in heaven, we're not tolerating it on this earth. Today, may the power, the glory, the grace, and the goodness of God overshadow you, because God, you did not choose Jesus.
He chose you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.